Districts have long been warning parents that students scored much lower on last year's end of course and end of grade tests. That's because tests have changed and standards are higher. Today, we'll finally learn how school districts performed on those tests. WFAE's Lisa Miller joins us now. Good morning, Lisa.
Hi, Kevin.
Now, we do have some inkling of how big a drop this could be.
Yes, we do. We know the percentage of kids across the state deemed proficient or higher on these tests. That's scoring a 3 or a 4. And in most subjects, less than half of kids were proficient. That's a big drop from the year before. For example, under the new system, only 47% of third graders were deemed proficient in reading. The year before, it was 63%. Now, the biggest drop is in eighth grade math. Only 35% of kids across the state are deemed proficient. In 2012, 80% were.
Okay, so how have the test and standards changed?
Well, the state has retooled the tests. They're designed to assess students based on more rigorous standards under the Common Core. For example, some eighth grade math is now being taught in sixth grade.
So when will the parents receive those scores?
They'll receive them next month, and it's important for them to know that there are no penalties based on these scores, partly because they're coming out so late. That's not going to be the case for the tests that will be taken this school year, though.
So the state's position is no excuses, you have to catch up now?
Yes, but the State Board of Education expects scores will improve this year, but not necessarily to previous levels. The end of grade tests are especially important for third graders, for example, and if they don't score proficient, they may have to go to a summer reading camp. Now, Kentucky went through this whole process in 2012, and the state had similar drops in scores that year as we have in North Carolina. In 2013, scores were better for them, but not by that much.
All right. Thank you, Lisa.
Thanks, Kevin.